A quick shout out to the sponsor of this episode, me. Yes, I sponsor my own podcast, and it never gets old saying that. And this is possible because of IG University, my monthly membership where I teach you how to turn your content into a business building machine. If you've been creating content but not seeing the growth or sales that you were expecting, it's time to break that cycle. IG University helps you to turn viewers into followers and followers into customers. And it's not just about getting more eyes on your content, it's about leveraging that growth to build your business. So if you're ready to create content that converts, join IG University now and thank me later. Check out the show notes or go to myanicole.com/IGU to sign up. You're listening to the Radical Disruption Podcast with Maya Nicole, nursing student turned multi-six-figure online entrepreneur. Here we talk all things real and raw when it comes to entrepreneurship and what it really takes to get to the next level. Leave the small biz talk at the door and buckle up for the tangible, tactical, and actionable steps that will help guide you in building a disruptive business. Let's dive into the show. Alrighty, let's dive right in. Let's cut to the chase because I am going to give you all of the tea in this episode today. This isn't really a tips and tricks episode, but I have felt really pulled to share about a week that I had in my business a few months ago to really pull back the curtain and share some things that happened behind the scenes that are real and raw and kind of crazy. This is like... I just can't even make this stuff up. This is probably the craziest week that I've ever had in my business. And all of it's true. Like I literally, it's just so wild. I just can't even make this stuff up. So with all that being said, let's start off with the first of three things that happened in this hard week. Number one was navigating a one-on-one client whose expectations of the container were not aligned with the deliverables of the container. Just want to say first off and foremost that I love this client and totally 1,100% respect them. And they brought up this situation of, you know, their expectations of the container and wanting to potentially cancel. They brought it up with kindness and love, and everything ended okay. Our relationship is good, and I love this client. But even with that being said, it is never an ideal situation to be in when expectations are not aligned with what is being delivered, because no matter how gracefully you approach the situation, point blank, it is awkward. So now back to the situation. This client reached out after 1 week of a 4-week container. So it was my 1 month coaching container, and expressed concerns about how things weren't exactly what was expected upon initially, you know, signing up and paying for the month container. And there was a bit of comparing me to a previous coach that this client had in the past that they really loved, but they ended up wanting to work with me because they really wanted to take their business to the next level. And this felt like the next good step for them. And the client ran through all the things that they were hoping for, but wasn't being delivered, much of which was around giving feedback and messaging multiple times throughout the day, which, I guess to preface, I have very strict boundaries around one-on-one coaching. I give a lot of feedback. I'm available Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, usually 1 to 2 times per day. I check into my Voxer messaging, but I'm not available 24/7 to be in Voxer messaging and giving feedback and all of that. Because at the end of the day, if that were the case, I would not be able to have a podcast. I would not be able to have a life. I would not be able to post on Instagram because I would have no time. Anyways, that's kind of background information there. Anyways, after I received this message, which was a book-long message, very, very long, immediately, like, anxiety, my heart is racing, my palms are sweating, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my worst fear. I responded, though, by letting the client know that I was really grateful for their openness, because I obviously want to give the best customer client experience possible. And so I was really grateful for their openness with me. And I ended up running through what the container includes and what my boundaries are around giving feedback and messaging, just to make sure that that was really clear. It is also very clear, though, inside of my contract. It's clear on my checkout page, it's clear on my application, and it's also clear in the very initial onboarding message that I send inside of Voxer. But I just wanted to make it clear again and really stand firm in those boundaries, even though I was feeling like, really in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to break all my boundaries to make sure that I'm giving this client the best experience possible. But after chatting back and forth for about a day, I realized that I'm just truly not the best coach for this client, nor was the container the best for the client. And I gave the client a partial refund since we had done one call. So we had done one-hour coaching call and then a whole week of Voxer messaging. I didn't refund them in full, but it was still a multi-four-figure refund, which is the biggest refund that I've ever given in my business and actually the only refund that I've ever given for one-on-one coaching. I've never been in this situation for one-on-one coaching. I think a big reason why I've never been in this situation is because I am very, very picky about who I bring into my containers based off of, if I believe that I'm going to be able to help them to the highest level, because I have an application process that vets my clients. Even with the application process, I mean, I want to say it's like 12 questions. I do a pretty good job with the questions to vet them, but often I do even ask more follow-up questions if I'm not sure if the container is for them, just to really make sure that it is a good fit, which then usually leads me to turn away a lot of clients, because the truth is I am not the best coach for everyone. But the clients that I do sign on, I genuinely believe that I will be able to help them and that I can help them and that I am a good fit for them. So this situation was, I mean, truthfully, it stung. That's the simplest, easiest way that I can put it. It stung. Ultimately, though, it was a really good reminder to check on my deliverables and to make sure that it is clear what is included and what's not included in my one-month coaching container and any of my containers and what my boundaries are. It hurt, don't get me wrong. And a four-figure refund is not anything that I ever want to see coming out of my bank account after making that amount of money. But ultimately, though, at the end of the day, it just wasn't a good fit. And it was just a really good learning opportunity for me to be like, hey, maybe I wasn't the most clear in terms of, you know, my boundaries, in terms of, you know, what's included in the container. And so it was just a really good thing for me to check in, and not just this offer specifically, not just one-on-one coaching, but any of my offers, and just really make sure that what I'm promising is what I'm delivering on, if not going above and beyond what I'm promising, basically. Like, I always, always, always want to make sure that I am under-promising and over-delivering. And so it was just a really good gut check moment for me to be like, hey, you know, am I doing this in not just this offer, but any of my offers? So, hard lesson, but good lessons to be learned. Good things to check in on, just to make sure that, you know, I'm doing the things that I need to do to be able to make sure that I'm making the impact that I want to make and helping people to the highest level possible. That was situation number one. Then, all I can do is laugh, because just, and during this week too, normally I probably would have cried, but it was just so wild and bizarre. Like I said, I never refunded anyone for one-on-one coaching, not because I am trying to like scam people of their money or anything, but I've never been in the position where people have wanted a refund. So that was totally a unique situation for me to try and navigate, because I had never navigated it before. So at the same time as the refund was going down, I had a fiasco that happened with a guest speaker for one of my offers. If you're new in my world, if you're listening to this podcast episode and you're new here, first off, hello, thanks for being here, thanks for listening in. But if you're new here, I bring in a lot of guest speakers into my offers to really elevate the experience and bring in knowledge and education in areas that I'm truly just not an expert in and probably will never be an expert in, because I just don't have the time to be an expert in all of the things. So I've worked with a lot of guest speakers since starting my business, but this week specifically was like a reality TV show, entrepreneur style, with everything that went down. So the first guest speaker issue happened when I got a direct message from someone on Instagram who has a pretty big following. I want to say like 80, maybe 90, maybe 100,000 followers. And I had chatted with this person a few different times previously because they were a follower of mine. And this follower of mine sent me a huge, huge book-long message that the follower of mine, the person who had, you know, initially messaged me, they had hired the person that I was bringing on as a guest speaker. So let me take a few steps back. I know it's kind of confusing because I can't use names and I don't want to use names because I don't want to call anyone out at the end of the day. But again, I want to share this because it is just, I just think it's so important to know that you're not alone if issues come up. Let me just make sure that this is all clear, marinated in your head so you can get the full experience as I share about this. So I got a direct message from someone on Instagram who is my follower. And that follower had hired the person that I was bringing on as a guest speaker in the past. So that's the context. So the follower in the message, the book-long message that they sent me, the follower claimed that the guest speaker had been an employee of theirs for a while, and they had a really bad interaction with this guest speaker, and the guest speaker had contacted the follower's clients and shared confidential information, and also that the follower had a restraining order on the guest speaker because of severe aggression and harassment. That was a mouthful to share, and honestly, I just can't even exaggerate it. It is that wild. So after reading through that message, immediately I was worried, but also I was like, there's no way this is true. Like, this is just so wild. Like, I just felt like I was in a reality TV show at this point. I was like, is someone pranking me right now? Like, I had just never encountered this. I had never heard of such accusations against other people. And also, it's weird being in the online space too, where you don't actually like know people face to face, you know? So I'm like, I don't know if I should trust my follower. I don't know if I should trust my guest speaker. Like, I don't know. So anyways, after reading through the message, again, initially worried because I never want to introduce a guest speaker or anyone to my community that isn't honest and runs their business with integrity. So I immediately messaged someone who I love and trust and that I've worked with for quite some time now and knows me. We know each other very personally. And also someone who had worked with the guest speaker that I was bringing on and also that the follower had accused of all of these things. So this person that I love and trust, they knew the guest speaker. So I messaged them to ask if they knew anything about this with sharing confidential information and restraining order and all of this. Also because I had been referred to the guest speaker by this person who I love and trust. So long story short, without giving too many details and without exposing anyone, because I seriously, that's not the point of this, is not to expose anyone. But the follower was actually the issue and lied about a lot of things. And the guest speaker is amazing and taught in my offer and was absolutely just fantastic and is fantastic. And I actually will probably end up hiring her for different things inside of my business later on down the road. Anyways, can you believe that? Like, this follower who has what I would consider to be a very successful business, they're a multi-six-figure business owner. I did some digging work after all of this came about, but this follower had such strong accusations against this guest speaker to the point where they were like, I have a restraining order on this person. Like, holy wow. So, lesson here. Number one, I should have just gone straight to the guest speaker versus asking someone else, even though this person was someone that I trust, for the truth. Because the reason why I went to someone else is because I was worried that I would offend the guest speaker or I wouldn't get the full truth. But it all worked out, ended up totally being fine. And I ended up talking to the guest speaker about it anyways and getting, you know, more of the story. And once I knew more of the story, it was even more mind-blowing. But again, for the sake of details and keeping people confidential, I'm not going to share that. But that was guest speaker incident number one. So the guest speaker still, I brought them still into the offer because none of that was true. But scenario number three, a few days later, after these incidents, so incident number one and two, with the one-on-one coaching refund, as well as the guest speaker that I just shared about, those were happening like within a 48-hour period. But then a few days later came the second guest speaker incident. So someone else that I love and trust reached out sharing their personal experience working with a different guest speaker that I was bringing into an offer. And this guest speaker, turns out they weren't paying their payments for things that they had signed up for. So they had signed up for like coaching and masterminds and some courses and some programs, and they weren't paying for those things. Like they would pay for like their initial payment, or, you know, they'd pay for it while they were like, while the container was live, but then they still had payments afterwards and they just stopped paying their payments. And they were also not paying their employees. So people were owed thousands of dollars. I'm talking like, I can't remember the exact number in terms of what was added up over time, but like tens of thousands of dollars, not just like, oh, $1,000. Like we're talking like, I want to say like $60,000, like total, not just like to one person specifically, but like total of all the people that they owed money to, which is a big no-no, like not okay. Not about to bring that type of person into my community. Well, I had already scheduled and announced that guest speaker. So I had to release the guest speaker from the contract, because I do contracts for all of my guest speakers for really everything in my business, always contracts, even if it's free. So I had to release the guest speaker from the contract, cancel the collaboration, and find a different guest speaker because it was on a time sensitive matter. So I needed to find another guest speaker within like 48 hours. It was wild. So the thing with guest speakers and collaborations, or really any time you're bringing someone into your business is going to be connected to them. So you want to make sure that you feel comfortable and confident with having your community potentially following that person and also potentially buying from that person. So of course, if this person is not running their business with integrity, I of course am not going to want to bring them into my community because number one, I don't want my business to be associated with them. But number two, I don't want my customers and my community to be associated with them either. What I learned from this, the biggest lesson that I learned from this third scenario situation, wild thing that came up, is how important it is to do your research around who you are bringing into your business. And I'm talking podcast guests. I'm talking live videos on Instagram. I'm talking if you're doing a collaborative blog post, like literally anything where you are going to be associated with another business or human being or brand or creator, know who they are. And I'm not saying like you need to do a background check on them or anything like that. Though I will say after this week, I almost thought about doing background checks on all future guest speakers. No, I'm not doing that. I'm totally just kidding. Also kind of not kidding at the same time. But it's also really made me think about, you know, who I want to be associated with and, you know, the values of other businesses. And also it really made me think about the values of my business and really thinking about how people are seeing my business and like how my business is being portrayed basically. And so it really got me thinking in all sorts of different ways, but not every week is like this. This week specifically was just a little bit wild, but really truly though, this is the reality of business. Not everything is rainbow and butterflies. I brought on over 20 guest speakers into my offers and I've never had any issues with any of them until two of them in 1 week. And I also haven't had issues since then, which is a huge learning opportunity for me and really making me want to be the best business owner and coach possible. So again, this is just a wild week. I seriously felt like I was in a reality TV show, like entrepreneurship style. I was just waiting for someone to come in and say, like, we're pranking you, because I was just in disbelief. I couldn't even cry because I was like, this is just wild. Like, all I could do was just laugh. There was nothing else to do, basically, at that point. So integrity, honesty, transparency are all things that are so important to me. And this week, it just really, really, really hit home and solidified the importance of all those things for me. That is it. That is a wrap. That is a wrap on this episode. That is it for my hard week. And I hope that this gave you a little sneak peek into a multi-six-figure business and just a wild week in general. If this episode has served you in any way, I'd love it if you shared what you've learned, any aha moments that you may have had, or something that you loved, and tag me on Instagram at Maya Nicole. And if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so that we can continue to learn and grow together. Thank you so much for your support. I love you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.